This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team Canada have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Now it's Larkin with a burst of speed. He scores! Dylan Larkin in transition gives the United States the lead for the first time tonight.
Oh, well done, my guy. AMAC coming up huge with the pre-show production. Love it, love it, love it. If that doesn't get you fired up, baby, on a Thursday for the Four Nations Final, NHL taking center stage. My dream, my reality. Everything that I have worked for 25 years for the NHL to be first in your hearts. I don't know what'll get you more fired up than that. Excellent job, AMAC. Appreciate you. If you can't get, like, the hairs on your forearms to start rising, to start feeling like the bumps, if you can't get in a lather for tonight, you don't have a pulse. Whether you like hockey, you don't like hockey, you love the Caps, you don't love the Caps, you love the city of Boston, you don't love the city of Boston, whatever it is. If you can't get fired up for tonight, then you are not a sports fan and you don't have a pulse. Sorry. I'm sure there's something else on that you can waste your time on. That's not going to be in my household. And I'm obviously teasing a little bit about wasting your time. I mean, everybody's different. But I do a radio show. I got to be a little over the top. It's USA versus Canada, baby. It's the Four Nations face-off final. It's the best of the NHL. Well, and that's part of the problem. It's not all the best of the NHL. And as a matter of fact, there's a lot of the best of the NHL that is missing. Like every capital on planet Earth is in Arlington today instead of in Boston. But tonight, Team USA Team Canada, going at it for all the marbles. I don't know what marbles they're going to get, but for all the marbles. Now listen, this is not for a Stanley Cup. We know that. This is not for a gold medal. We know that. But this is to say, hey man, first of its kind, we won. We were the winner in the end. We have country bragging rights, country supremacy. And for Team USA, it's not only about that and winning that, if they can do that, and it will not be easy by any stretch. It is also, hey man, we've kind of finally arrived, right? We've been building towards this for years and years and years and years and years and expanding and growing youth hockey. All of the sacrifices that the moms and dads make, 6 a.m. rink times. My buddy Tariq El-Bashir, what he's done for his son, right? And countless stories like that. This is kind of the culmination, not the only time, but for now, this is the culmination of saying, as a hockey country, we are now on somewhat equal footing. We are now here. As Jey Uso would say in WWE world, we are in your city. Okay? We are in your neighborhood. It doesn't mean that the United States and hockey is bigger and better than in Canada or whatever. For one night, it would mean Team USA was better than Team Canada. And actually, for one tournament, because you just heard the final call from Sean McDonough of ESPN and ABC. Well done again, AMAC. Thank you. You just heard that from Saturday night, a 3-1 win that I fell asleep on and had to go back and watch the next day on tape, on rewind, whatever, DVR. Of a 3-1 win in Team USA after the three fights in the first 9 seconds and all the hubbub after that and the booing of the national anthem, the disrespect from the Canadian fans in Montreal, now tonight on home turf, Beantown. What if this game was at Capital One Arena in the nation's capital? Please. Let's get that done somehow. Let's figure out a way for the NHL to reward Monumental Sports and Entertainment and those of us diehards here in the nation's capital for the next time we do this, whenever that might be, to get it at Capital One Arena. That being said, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I'm going to pop the popcorn. I'm going to have a Scotty's vodka and cranberry or two. I'm going to hopefully not pass out. And I'll be there when the bell tolls at about 10:45 tonight, 11 o'clock, whatever time it is. And hopefully Team USA wins. Hopefully. Because why not? It would send a message, again, that Team USA is in your city, is on your block, is in your neighborhood, and where we are as a hockey country, and make no mistake about it, that is important to me because I love the sport of hockey. I love the sport of hockey. Always have, always will. It's my favorite. Like, I mean, I love football. I love baseball. Hockey's always been my favorite to play, to watch. I love it. I can't get enough of it. One of the best nights of my life, one of the best experiences of my life was getting to cover and be in Las Vegas. I don't know how I pulled it off. CK was nice enough to send me. I mean, I just got lucky. And because I have a passion for hockey that he knew about, I got to cover the Capitals all that playoff run, got to be in Vegas, got to be on the ice 15 minutes after they won the Stanley Cup, walk right into Ted Leonsis, interview him, walk right into TJ Oshie and others, interview him, Alex Ovechkin just a foot away from me with the Stanley Cup. One of the best pictures I took. I love hockey. I can't get enough. I watch hockey all the time. I would much rather watch hockey than the slop fest that is the NBA half the time. Or even college basketball, which I watched last night too. I love hockey. And tonight, for me, and this is where we're probably going to go off on divergent paths, and you can let me know at 301-230-0980. You can talk your trash to me, whatever you want. While I'm hoping that Team USA sends a message to the hockey world, as an American citizen in the nation's capital, I'm going to watch the game because I love hockey and because I love the competition and I love intensity and because I love skill, great skill and passion. And I love the sport. Not because I'm an American. Not because I live and work in the I don't live in the nation's capital. I work in the nation's capital. I'll be cheering for Team USA, but I won't be heartbroken if Canada wins. I can watch sporting events just like I watch the Super Bowl and hope for a great game, great theater, great drama, great action, which we didn't get in the Super Bowl. I mean, except for the show that the Philadelphia Eagles put on. I can watch a game without per se being a fan of one of the two teams or without having a lot invested emotionally and even financially in terms of sports betting. I can just watch a game because I love it. I love the sport. I love the, again, the intensity. I love the drama, especially if this goes into overtime like Team Canada's game to open the tournament did in Montreal a week ago. Well, I guess it was eight nights ago tonight. I can watch it, and while I pick a side, Team USA, because why not? I'm an American citizen, and again, I work in the nation's capital, and again, I think there is a benefit here to the U.S. showing where they are as a hockey nation and where we have come since the Miracle on Ice and the movie Miracle, which, you know, obviously you just heard, and Herb Brooks and everything that that became about. I don't think we're talking about that by any stretch, but I can watch this game. And even if Team Canada wins, as long as it's a great game, and I hope for hockey's sake, it's a great game and not a snoozer, and not 5-0 before you know it, which we have seen in some game sevens in the NHL. Hell, we've seen it here in Washington against the Capitals, right? I don't know if there's anything wrong with me. I'm sure you guys will find a way to blast me for something. But I don't need Team USA to win tonight for me to feel validated, for me to feel happy, for me to feel interested. I'm going to be happy if it's a great game and if hockey, great hockey, is on display for an audience that doesn't always watch the NHL. See, that's...
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Yeah, baby. Let's do that hockey. You know what? To me, again, this is going to come across as me being anti-American. That's not what this is. And I really ask you to like understand what I'm saying. I can watch this game, hope, pull for Team USA to win for my own selfish reasons, for my own reasons, without being like some, you know, American jackass that thinks my country is supreme over others and needs to demolish people and needs to run people into the ground like we often see in the world these days. I can watch this game. And even if Team Canada wins, if it's a great game, I'll be happy for the sport. I'll be happy for Team Canada's players. I'll be happy for the NHL. I'll be happy for the hockey fans, the diehards that spend their money, that are spending a ton of money to go to Boston's TD Garden, that spent the 3 hours tonight watching it on ESPN and ABC. I think it's on ABC as well. Or maybe it's just on ESPN and ESPN Plus. I guess that's the deal. Which is going to hurt some of the rating, okay? But I'll be happy if the hockey fans that love and support and are so passionate about the sport of hockey feel great about the game, the theater, the drama, the intensity, the action, and maybe not even the result. Again, if you're an American-born citizen, if you live here, you might, for whatever reason you have, hate Canada. I don't know why, but you might. You might not like Canada because they were booing the national anthem last week. You might not like Canada for whatever reason you have. I'm not in that class. I'd like Team USA to win. That's for somewhat selfish reasons. Again, I'm all about evolving the game of hockey here in the United States and continuing its growth and ascent, both at a youth level, at a young adult level, and at a professional level, and at an NHL level, and on a television sphere, if you will, and a mass marketing, mass media buzz type of thing, you know, so that, God forbid, Stephen A. Smith is actually forced to pay attention once in a while. That's what I'm about. What are you about? How are you approaching this? Are you all USA because you're a patriot? You're an American. And anything that USA athletes do should not only be celebrated and supported, fine, but also it should be about showing supremacy. Showing that America is far better than those piddly pain in the asses from the North. Is that how you're approaching this? Or are you like me, where, again, you're kind of rooting for the United States, fine. Not maybe a hard root. Again, I will sleep fine if Canada wins tonight. I will be happy tomorrow. God willing, I wake up and you people don't drive like the maniacs that you drove like today on my way in. And I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I just want, more than who wins, I want a great game and great drama and a great stage and a great performance so that people fall in love with the sport that I've loved for 40 plus years. That's what I want. That's what I care about. And if that makes me un-American, that makes me un-American. That's your fault, not mine. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Steve Wino of the Associated Press, who was in Montreal for the first part of this Four Nations face-off and is at Caps practice today, will join us at 2 o'clock to talk about it all and where we go from here. Until then, your phone calls, 301-230-0980. We'll get AMAX thoughts on the other side, as well as yours on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, we welcome you back. A little Zach Brown Band to get us going on a Thursday afternoon. Four Nations Face-Off Championship game. Huge NBA breaking news straight ahead on a couple of different fronts, which we will give you, and some more NFL news, and we'll get into it all. But we're taking your calls, or we will start to take your calls, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. AMAX on the other side, he put together a great opening montage there that you heard, or if you've been with us since the start of the show at 1 o'clock. And listen, again, for a lot of people, this is about country pride versus country pride. I hate Canada because I'm an American. I don't hate Canada. Grant was teasing me yesterday on his show that I wore a Team Canada jacket when they won the gold medal back in 2011. All right, I did that. I was trying to mess with people. That was a younger rooster. I was trying to intentionally mess with people. Now, I do love Canada as a country. I do. I mean, I spent a lot of time there going to school in Buffalo, right across the Peace Bridge. Went to a lot of strip clubs there. The Canadian Ballet was very good to a young rooster. Nah, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. Maybe I'm not. Anyway, My point being is, I love Canada. I love the U.S. I don't like everything about the U.S. I don't mind sharing that with you. I think you know that. But I love the U.S. But I love hockey more. To me, this is about hockey, not USA versus Canada. If that makes me a bad person, fine. I'm willing to deal with that criticism. I don't think it should. To me, this is a celebration, no matter who wins, about hockey and how great the sport is and how intense and how physical it is. Unlike that NBA stuff that you guys, I'll be nice here, you guys just get down on your knees and to Adam Silver and just keep watching and watching and watching and watching and watching. Well, maybe you weren't watching the All-Star game. Maybe you haven't been watching all along. Maybe you didn't watch LeBron James again go clank, clank in the final 5 seconds last night against the Charlotte Hornets. A team who, by the way, the Wizards have beaten 3 times. The Lakers couldn't beat them in La La Land. The Wizards have beaten the Hornets 3 times. Anyway, tonight is about hockey. It's not about USA versus Canada. Is that wrong of me to look at it that way? Or does it have to be country pride versus country pride? Some superiority complex. Yeah, I'm an American. We got to prove. Well, you know what term I'm trying to avoid using, but you know where I'm going with this. Right? Right? We're not allowed to talk politics on this show. Okay? But you know what term I'm trying to get at without saying, but you know where I'm going with this. Again, this is not me doing a bit to get phone calls. This is just always how I am. I love Canada. I can root for Team Canada. I'm rooting tonight for Team USA for my own personal reasons. Not because, like, I'm going to feel more patriotic tomorrow morning or tonight at 11:15 if Team USA wins. Not because of any of that. I mean, even at the Olympics, when Americans win gold medals, and we had a bunch here based in the DMV. Like, I felt happy for them, but I didn't feel more patriotic, more dedicated to the country that I live in, that I grew up in, that I was born in, that is my nationality. I didn't. I was happy for them. They achieved their lifelong dreams. Awesome. They're from the area. Great. But I was just happy for them. But I would be happy for any athlete that overcame whatever challenges they overcame to, again, have that moment. It had nothing to do with, well, they're from Team USA, so automatically they're more important than the next athlete or the next team or the next group. That's just not how I operate. And again, if that makes me a bad person, then that makes me a bad person. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get to the Real Rooster coming up in just a couple of moments. We'll get to you at 301-230-0980. Please come and join us. How are you feeling approaching this Four Nations face-off final tonight in Boston? Are you just rooting for Team USA because you're a U.S. citizen and it's Team USA and everything Team USA and USA athletes do, you will root for? Are you just a hockey fan and you're just rooting for a great hockey game and for hockey to be celebrated and on center stage in the middle of a, really cold week in most spots? Again, that's how I am. 301-230-0980. Let's do the trending alert, and then we'll be right back to take your calls. All right, so here's the NBA breaking news that we teased just a couple of moments ago. A blood clot in his shoulder was expected to shut down San Antonio Spurs star Victor Wembanyama for at least tonight and perhaps another couple of games. But it was just announced by the team within the last half an hour or so that he is out for the remainder of the season with deep vein thrombosis in his right shoulder. Again, the team is announcing this, so it's not a report. It's a form of a blood clot. It was discovered after Wembanyama returned to San Antonio following the All-Star game. And again, he participated in all the weekend activities. He's expected to make a full recovery by the beginning of next year. So Victor Wembanyama out for the rest of the year. Meanwhile, other big NBA breaking news. Bobby Portis, remember him? He's been banned 25 games. He's with the Milwaukee Bucks for violating the league's anti-drug policy, the league announced earlier today. He, of course, won the NBA championship with Giannis and others back in 2021. The Bucks scheduled to be here tomorrow night to open up the second half of the season against the Washington Wizards. He tested positive for tramadol, a medication used to treat severe pain among adults. So that is not good news for Bobby Portis and or the Milwaukee Bucks. Meanwhile, the New Orleans Saints, of course, they already hired their new head coach, Kellen Moore, from the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Now they've hired Doug Nussmeier as their new offensive coordinator. He worked in Philadelphia as the quarterback's coach for Jalen Hurts and the Eagles up until this. And Cam Jurgens, the Pro Bowl center for the Eagles, Super Bowl champion, had a back procedure to relieve nerve pain. And, of course, the big story tonight in sports, the Four Nations face-off final in Boston. Team USA, Team Canada, we're talking about it all. Steve Wano stops by. 2 o'clock right here to break it down. Your calls coming straight up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. That's what's trending. All right, a quick shout out to my guy Ben Raby, who's a huge hockey guy, much like myself. He's got a little bit more at stake than per se I do, but I heard him on with Sheehan, Coach Sheehan, earlier this morning on my way in. And amongst the things, and Ben's great, I probably shouldn't say what I wanted to say, but Ben's great. I'll just leave it at that. Let me just reinforce, Ben's great. He mentioned that when the NHL Four Nation Faceoff Tournament started last Wednesday, he, like me, two diehard hockey fans, were kind of like, I don't know, not moved. Not really like sure what to expect. Not really that jacked up about it. Not really that excited. Intensely watching. He mentioned he was doing taxes, had the game on in the background, and then all of a sudden, like, saw, you know, the quality of play and the speed and the intensity, and that game went into overtime, and, you know, Mitch Marner won it for Team Canada and so on and so forth, right? And then the next night, Team USA won, and, you know, that was a little bit more one side and whatever. I was like that, too. As a matter of fact, I said last Wednesday, and Ben Conti, at Fat Poet 10, my guy, took umbrage and has been giving me crap ever since. I said, I was like, it's okay, it's fine, and it's just something to do. It's not going to be that great. I was wrong. I was wrong on the intensity. I was wrong on how much the players care. I was wrong on how much interest it would generate, how much buzz it would generate. Now, it helps that there's not a lot going on, but I was wrong. And now, so again, my shout out again to my guy Ben Raby. That's number one. I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but he knows what I was going to say. Conti, I mentioned him at Fat Poet 10. My guy, the unwashed masses, as his Twitter subhandle, says after the great opening by AMAC, AMAC gets a shout out here besides from me, and he's right. How can you waffle? There's only one response. You want utter domination by America. But obviously, you have a little maple leaf in your system. Here goes the industry plant and his Canada jacket. Only the rooster. God, I love Ben Conti. Listen, I might have a little bit of maple leaf syrup in me. Okay? I mean, some of my best memories from college were in Canada. I mean, I got to watch Hockey Night in Canada every Saturday night in Buffalo. That was a big Saturday night, man. Watch two hockey games and then go get drunk. Or get drunk watching two hockey games and then go get more drunk. The Canadian Ballet. If you've never been there, you might want to check it out. I don't know if it's the same, but you might want to check it out. Just telling you. Yes, I have a little bit of affinity for Canada. A little bit. Nothing political that I can say on the air. But the point being, I do have a little affinity for Team Canada. So is it wrong of me as an American to be rooting for great hockey as opposed to, oh my God, I'm going to be so demoralized, so bummed out if Team USA doesn't win? Mac, you're not a huge hockey guy, or are you?
A little bit. Okay. I was really into it when Alex Ovechkin was and the Caps were like at the top of their game.
Okay.
Sidney Crosby coming out, like he was good, like that little rivalry that we had with Pittsburgh.
Like he was good. He's pretty good.
Yeah. He was excellent. Mm. What I'm hearing from you though is, should I come back from the next break with the Canadian national anthem?
Oh, that would piss everybody off. That would piss the two people off that care in my audience. I'm just teasing about that number. Hopefully there's more than that. But anyway, the point being is, all right, so you are what you would describe as a very, very casual hockey fan.
Yes.
Okay. Will you be watching tonight?
Yes, definitely.
If Team USA does not win, will you be bummed out, demoralized, or will you say, okay, it was fun. It was, you know, it didn't cost me anything. I watched it. It was interesting. Hopefully the game was good. And they, you know, if they lost, hopefully the game was good and it's good for hockey. Or are you a Team USA or die?
I think I'm more so leaning to Team USA. Like, I want to see them win, especially this year. That seems like they have such a good team. I'm also like, if they don't, I won't be demoralized. You know, I just want to see a good hockey game. But I think if USA wins, it's either I'm going to be extremely happy or I'm going to walk away.
Yeah.
Just a little pleased.
And again, I want to be clear. If I'm rooting for one team or the other, I'm rooting for Team USA. Okay. One. Two, but I'm rooting for Team USA for my own selfish reasons. I want to see hockey be more popular in the fabric of the United States, in every pillar and post and pocket. I want to see Colin Cowherd be forced to talk about hockey. I want to see Stephen A. Smith be forced to acknowledge hockey exists. That's what I want to see. That's what's important to me. That doesn't make me a bad person, I don't think. All right, let's check in with the real Rooster, who tries to upstage me every time and steal my nickname that I've worked so hard, my brand, as Linnell Willingham calls it. What's up, Real Rooster? How are you?
Well, you know what? I was doing good until I turned this blabbermouth show on again. and I got upset when you, well, first off, if it's USA, I'm rooting USA no matter what the hell it is. They could be taking crap on a crapper, I'm rooting for them, and I want them to win. I don't want the other country to win, right?
Mm.
But
so if they win a gold medal for a big steaming hot pile of crap on a dish, that's what you're rooting for. Gotcha.
Hey, if that's what it is, that's what it is.
All right.
But look, where I'm really irritated about is the fact that those schmucks booed our national anthem. An American doesn't like that. How would you like it if they took a flag and lit it on fire and threw it on the ice? Would you be happy about that?
No, no, absolutely not. I wasn't happy that they were booing the national anthem.
Would that make you want to root for your maple syrup more?
No, I don't like how, you know, how people, and we dealt with this a lot, how people hate the Eagles because of the Eagles fans. I don't do that. I live in a different stratosphere, a different world, a different space than you or than others.
Yeah.
So because people in Montreal rudely booed, even when asked not to do it on Saturday night, when they rudely booed Team USA, I should say, not Team USA, of course that is expected, when they rudely booed the national anthem, to me, that was a low-class response, but I'm not going to punish the players of Team Canada and or the country just because a bunch of hooligans decided to boo loudly during the national anthem. But that's me. Does that make me a bad guy? I guess it does. Rooster?
No, I didn't know. Hey, okay. I never said you was a bad guy. Huh? I said you're a blabbermouth, but not a bad guy.
Hey, Rooster, Rooster, you know why you listen? Hang on a second. You know why you listen? Because I'm a blabbermouth. Because I stoke emotion in you. I ain't cookie cutter radio, man. I bring it out in you.
Hey, but, if you're a coworker, I don't want to make a call back in tomorrow because he plays the damn national anthem for the Canadian national anthem.
AMAC is just trying to find a way to bust my chops a little bit, which I'm all for. Thank you, Rooster. I appreciate it. I got to let you run. He's just trying to bust my chops. He should get no criticism, no hate. He said he's a very casual hockey fan, and he is rooting for Team USA because he's an American and because that's what you do. Right? Is that fair? I mean, is that summarizing
for
it,
sure.
Right? You don't have the same weird proclivities that I have.
Mm.
You don't have the same weird stance that I have. You are traditional, straight up, meat and potatoes, right? I mean, you are steak and baked potato, and I am trying to be, I don't know, chicken parmesan.
Mm. Okay. That's a,
you
that's
see where I'm coming?
Yeah, that's an analogy. Mm. But like you said, most of all, I want to see a good hockey game, but if USA wins, then, you know, it's a sense of pride there.
Yeah. You can come back with the Canadian national anthem if you choose. I will not be mad. You can come back with, what's that song? At the good old hockey game. I forgot what the hell the name of it is. Somebody can help me out and tweet me at WrestleMania621, or you can just do a search for hockey songs and it'll probably come up. The bottom line is, I can root for whatever I want to root for. I'm rooting for Team USA to win, not because of some patriotic pride or some nationalistic sense of supremacy. I'm rooting for hockey to Team USA to win because it continues to grow and evolve the sport, and it makes little kids fans of the sport that I love, and casual hockey watching adults fans of the sport I love. Is that, if that, again, makes me a bad guy, it makes me a bad guy. I don't think I am. Steve Wino was at Caps practice today. He was at the Four Nations face-off in Montreal for the Associated Press. He'll join us in about 12, 13 minutes. Stay tuned for that. Maybe time to squeeze in one more call here before the top of the hour, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. The nation's capital with love. Blame AMAC, not me. Oh, we're just having some fun here. I can't wait for this game tonight. I can't wait to see who wins. I can't wait to see how it plays out. I hope like hell it's a great hockey game and I'm not disappointed, because that's the most important thing to me. Not who wins, not country pride, not some sort of nationalistic supremacy bullcrap that a lot of you people run around with. Beating your chest too. I don't care. I don't care any of it. I care about a great hockey game. And that's the point that I want to kind of soak into you, because you're not going to get this anywhere else. You're not going to get this on any other show. The hockey game, the quality of competition, the intensity of play tonight and all tournament is what has made this what it is, the Four Nations face-off, to the point where, you know, P.K. Subban on Get Up on ESPN, and P.K.'s great, love P.K., saying people are saying that this game is bigger than the Stanley Cup game last year, which was a Game 7, by the way, between Florida and Edmonton last year. And any Stanley Cup game that we're going to see this year, buckle up. I don't know for me if I say that, because here's the thing. Again, I care much more. I disagree with PK a little bit here. He's not saying that. He's like, people are saying, I care way more about the Stanley Cup than, again, whoever wins tonight. And again, if that makes me a bad person, that makes me a bad person. I'm willing to take the heat for it. I don't think it should. But if it makes me a bad person, it makes me a bad person. More of your calls, reaction. Steve Wino coming up. He was at Caps practice today. He was in Montreal for the start of this tournament. We'll ask him all these questions and delve into all of that. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas. On the Team 980, listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party of them all at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. It's a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. Back in a flash, USA, Canada, Four Nations, face-off, final. Who you got tonight, baby? 301-230-0980. You want to tweet me at WrestleMania 621 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.